Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So some crazy times for everyone in the school business these days. School, of course, in Commerce has resumed, Commerce ISD, and then others will be starting soon. School board met late last week, and you all were talking about the coronavirus outbreak, if we could call it that, such that Commerce High School was closed and only had the online instruction. Commerce Elementary School then later was also closed, as I understand it, because of the number of kids that had some close contact with someone. So as we start a new week, where does this stand now?
Well, the board did change, and I need to give a little bit of explanation.
All right, that's fine.
When the board passed the resolution back on August the 5th, they said assumed positive. Well, there's a lot of legal ambiguity in that, and because of that ambiguity, we were having to do an immense amount of tracking and trying to do it in such a quick fashion that we were able to make good decisions and communicate with our stakeholders. So, for example, we had a notification of a positive at the high school on early Saturday afternoon. Well, we had a number of teachers, healthcare workers, administrators work well over 20 hours this past weekend just to track down all those so that we could get a good idea. So if you have a positive, you are calling that positive and then finding out everywhere they've been and everything they've been involved with. And then you're calling any of those places that involve students, and you're having to find out, did they wear a mask? How close were they? Were they within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes? I mean, there's so many things with each one of those. And then a lot of times, sometimes people just don't answer their phone because they're busy. Or so trying to get a hold of all those people was an insane amount of work, and it was just not sustainable for our staff. Mm-hmm. We are still going to contact and call anybody that's a close contact. It's not something that a school district is required to do. It's usually something that the local health department does, but at the same time, they're so overwhelmed at the same time that we want to support them and we want our parents to know as soon as possible. But in order to make a good decision and be able to communicate efficiently and timely with our stakeholders, we needed something that was much more clear-cut. So the Commerce ISD board kept the 1% rule, which means if we have more than 1% of our students on any campus test positive for COVID, we will still close. Now, a lot of the school districts around us have actually passed something similar, but they've set that at either 5 or 10%. So we are still much more stringent than any of the school districts around us.
We're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. Now, so you just said 1%. So explain what the 1% represents. What?
The number of students that test positive. So, for example, the high school has over 400 students. So if we have 5 students test positive for COVID, we will close the high school. When I say close, we're just closing it to at-school learning, and we will still have everybody go remote at home learning.
Understood. So previously there was a 10% rule, but you're setting that aside, but that's the 1% actually sounds more stringent.
Well, we've had the 1% rule. The 10% rule just had wording in there that said any assumed positive. Well, that could be a close contact. That could be a kid that leaves school or has a fever or calls in and says they're sick. There was such an immense amount of contact tracing or tracking kids down on everywhere that they've been that it was hard, almost impossible, to make timely decisions so that we could communicate with our parents and our students.
I understand. So now the standard would be 1% actually testing positive.
Yes, sir.
And then you would close the school except for online learning.
Yes, sir. Actually, every student would just convert to online learning.
I see. Right. I understand. And so this morning, Monday morning, Commerce High School is open for classes again, and Commerce Elementary School is open for classes again. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Well, Commerce Elementary School will not open until Tuesday morning.
Tuesday. Okay, good.
because it's 5 days. TEA has set out 5 days as the number of days that we can be out at any point.
I see.
So we're following the TEA guidelines. So Commerce High School will have 5 days coming this Monday, so they will start on Monday. Commerce Elementary School will have 5 days starting Tuesday, so they will all come back to school on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And then,
and I do understand this is an immense hurdle and struggle for our parents too, and we're doing everything we can to support both sides.
Yeah. Do you have the sense, and is there the sense that there has been a new outbreak in this area, or is it something that is so vague, this idea of a close contact, that's something that's hard to assess?
Well, we had the free testing at the university for 5 days, and a lot of these tests were actually asymptomatic students that went and tested at that came back positive. If we had not had that, we may not have ever known that they were ever positive. But at the same time, I'm glad that that's been offered, because any time that we can identify those, it helps us to control it more.
I understand. All right. Well, we'll just know we're going to have to just play this day by day, and we'll keep our eyes open. So, Charlie, thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.